is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons! Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 Podcast. And before we hop aboard the Plus Bus, Lundy, you took to the X, to the Twitter, at Nate Lundy last
night. Yeah, I do it.
College basketball involved. There's a little bit more of the story here, so please share.
Did you see what happened yesterday? So if you're one of those people here, what did we say? What did on this podcast? What did we say on Monday? Pre-conference, early season college basketball. Be careful, my friends. Be careful. UNLV was minus 10,000 on the money line, and they got the shit kicked out of them last night by Southern, by the Jags, the Jaguars of
Swaxton.
Brad, minus 10,000. They were losing at one point by 25. The final score, they got beat by 14. And the only reason I'm bringing that up is because last night in college hoops, what I did was I said, well, F it, you know, and I went and grabbed like six teams on the money line and got it to where it was like plus 108 or something like that, right? Something stupid. And that one hit. And then for fun, I added UNLV on one. So, of course, that didn't hit. Isn't that hilarious? I had to share. It's not like it wasn't a big bet or anything, but I was sitting there looking at my phone going, how the is UNLV losing right now? And Southern made them look stupid. And by the way, that was at the Thomas and Mack Center.
Yeah, it was. And they got boat raced from start to finish in that game. Yes. It wasn't remotely close. And this is a bigger upset than James Madison waltzing in the Breslin Center and taking down the Sparty party. It was more of the Sparty farty in that game. No doubt, college basketball, it's rocking, it's rolling, it's already in full swing.
Because we said it on Monday. Be careful in these preseason games, and sure as shit, UNLV literally did that. They shit the bed.
Yes, they did, and hopefully we're not going to crap the bed on our Plus Bus honk honk wagers here as we always kick off the Fade 5 Podcast on this hashtag Tequila Thursday. I have in the dock here on this Monday. No, it's actually Thursday. I've been drinking the love juice since yesterday, so I apologize for that faux pas. But what plus 100 or greater odds wager are you rolling with on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, Lundy?
Brad, let's go to the ice as we've got enough games here to be able to have some fun with. Pretty solid schedule tonight. I will find myself at Ball Arena watching a little rematch of the first round of last year's playoffs between the Avs and the Kraken. But let's go to the gift, shall we? A yes goal in the first 10 is what we're looking for from these two games. Let's start off with Chicago and Tampa. Give me that between the Blackhawks and the Lightning, two of the top teams in the league in terms of scoring within the first 10 minutes. And the same thing is true of the Canucks and the Senators, Vancouver and Ottawa. So we're looking for a gift in both of those games, Chicago, Tampa, as well as Vancouver and Ottawa, if that hits for us over at DK plus 137.
Ooh, that's kind of some sexy juice there. And it also applies the proper description for this prop that I'm going to offer right now on Adam Thielen, who I feel is going to be dealing on Thursday Night Football. And you need a reason to watch the most craptastic game potentially in NFL history between the Bears and the Panthers. I'm going to take Adam Thielen, 75 or more receiving yards. You can wager on that old threshold available at BetMGM at plus 125. Look, the Bears play a ton of man defense, and that is wheelhouse material for Thielen, who just wins his routes routinely, and he's going to win a lot of them against Kyler Gordon, who was the slot DB for the Chicago Bears. He was allowed a 114.7 passer rating to his assignments this season. Look at the Bears. They are the dregs of the keg in terms of EPA pass defense, next to last in the NFL in that category. And Thielen, he gets oodles of targets from Bryce Young, who really has tunnel vision for him. 10 targets per game flat at 26.4% team target share this season. He's number 12 in yards after the catch, a respectable number 23 in yards per route run. He has gone over 75 or more yards in four games this season. Now, the Bears have only given this up one time to my cousin, Mike Evans, but again, it's all about that mano-a-mano matchup with Kyler Gordon out of the slot, and Thielen has the second most slot snaps played of any wide receiver in the National Football League. So Adam Thielen, 75-plus receiving yards, plus 125 juice at BetMGM. Hopefully, we're going to ride off in the sunset on the plus bus, but not only that winner, but the winner that Lundy shared with you in the National Hockey League. With those bets on the board, let's get after it for all the tequila we're going to need it on this Thursday with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco, let's go to the marquee matchup on the college hardwood. You might say, Brad, it's like early November, bro. I don't care about college basketball. You should, because if you would have bet on Southern on the money line, oh my God, it'd be rolling in $100 bills right now. I never had remotely the huevos to play that, by the way. But this game will be nip and tuck, should be far closer by comparison. I'm going to go with the St. Mary's Gales at home against New Mexico, but I am going to take the under in this game at 142.5 minus 110 juice at DraftKings. This is a game by definition of a contrast in styles. New Mexico, one of the fastest teams in adjusted tempo in college basketball last year. They were number 28. In fact, so far out of the gate in that category. Now, they already got a game under their belt with a 1.11 points per possession win that they had in game numero uno. But St. Mary's yet to play against a Division One opponent. They were knocking around some school I never even heard of. It was like D3 out of California. I can't even pronounce it correctly, so I'm not going to even remotely try. But I will say this. The Gales, one of the slowest teams in the country last season. That's Randy Bennett's style. They were number 359 at just a tempo. A fantastic half-court rock'em sock'em robots defense as well. They really punch you up right between the eyes repeatedly. Number 10 adjusted defensive efficiency last season. And they have one of the best backcourt members of any school on the left coast. And that name is Aiden Mahaney, who shot 39.7% from distance. So this total, I think, is a little bit too high. I think St. Mary's is going to dictate the pace. They're going to try to slow down the very talented and experienced backcourt in New Mexico with Jamal Mashburn Jr. and Jalen House. And you look at New Mexico, kind of leaky defensively. They're number 173 last season EFG defense. But I think this game will not escape the 130s. So Lundy, and I tell you what, bonus time early. I also like St. Mary's on the chalk, and that line has climbed. I grabbed one open yesterday at minus 5. It's up to minus 6.5. I play it to like minus 8.5. I think they're going to win this sucker by 9 or more, and this game is going to finish somewhere in the 60s. So feed or follow, my man. Lobos, Gales, under 142.5, minus 110 at DraftKings.
Folks, is there anything more fun than watching Brad geek out about random basketball?
I love it.
Legit. There's nothing more fun than watching you just completely geek out about this stuff, especially early on in the season where we really don't know exactly what to expect, i.e. the Jaguars last night. But this is the big one for this evening. So I agree with you. This is a fun game for people. If you are interested in college hoops, this is the one for this evening to pay attention to. Like this on the under. I'm with you, by the way. I would lay the points with St. Mary's. So if you wanted to, and I'm not going to try to do it on the fly for you, folks, you can do it on your own. Sometimes you have to do your own homework. Okay. What you could do with this one is go SGP it, right? Take this total up just a little bit. Cause I don't think you need to take it up much, but you could bump it to say 146.5, maybe give yourself a 4-point cushion, then take St. Mary's either just on the money line or bring that minus 5 down to like minus 1.5, something like that. I think you can get an SGP that's going to put you in positive territory, because I'm with Brad on that. I like the under from a defensive standpoint, and I like St. Mary's to cover straight up. So if you want to go SGP with it, you can get yourself a cushion.
Oh, can you hear that? The winds are blowing. A gale force wind is going to hit the sportsbook. Go, St. Mary's.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro, and a game expertly crafted for a Hatchhead Tequila Thursday. Oh, man, it is so craptastic. It's hellish. And maybe the results will surprise all of us and Bears and Panthers. And I'm going to take this game in an SGP. And we're going to keep this very simple on this two-legger. I think Carolina is going to be quite competitive in this matchup. So give me the Panthers plus 7.5. And I'm going to take the total down from the upper 30s to the low 30s at 31.5 and slam the over. You put those two together, even Steven money plus 100 at BetMGM. Really, these teams are mirror images of one another on paper and some of the advanced analytics that are out there. You know, I love the EPA data, expected points added. And you look at Carolina, number 27 EPA per play offense, but number 29 EPA per play defense. They're just terrible across the board. That's why they're vying for the number one overall pick, which the Bears may own. So we'll see what happens there. And Bears ultimately could have the one and two picks in this upcoming NFL draft. Chicago, meanwhile, number 23 EPA per play offense and number 30, even worse, in EPA per play defense. Carolina on this all total has gone over in 7 of 8. And the Chicago Bears have gone over in all 9. I think points are going to pile up in this game because nobody is stopping anyone. And Tyson Bagent has shown some things. He's going to get the start over Justin Fields, not quite back from that thumb injury. And also, you know, we got some shaking about in the Bears backfield. Khalil Herbert not going to be activated. So you're going to get a lot of Deonta Foreman, and we're going to have a prop on him here in a minute. But just looking up from a cursory point of view, on the SGP, Panthers plus 7.5, and the over on the total, that being an all total, 31.5 plus 100 at BetMGM. Lundy at Soldier Field. You got to fade or you got to follow?
Final score is going to be like 9-7.
No, it's going to be much higher than that.
9-7. That's what, Brad, it might even be 9-8. It might look like. It might look like a Rangers Astros score, to be
four
honest.
Safeties. There's gonna be four safeties.
No, I'm gonna go with two field goals and one safety. And then on top of that, I'm gonna go with the team that scores 9. It's actually going to be a touchdown, a missed extra point, and a field goal. This game is gonna suck. Okay, look, I am gonna try for the remaining. Let me look at the timer. I'm gonna try for the remaining 18 minutes ish of this podcast to fake it that I give a shit about this game tonight. Okay. So you know what? Plus 7.5 over 31.5. Yippee. Let's have some fun. Holy crap. This is going to suck. Thank God I'm going to be at a hockey game, not watching this.
Honestly, I'm going to be watching St. Mary's, New Mexico.
There you go.
Off, but come on, give yourself a reason to tune in to Amazon. Maybe you want a pizza blanket at a screaming good deal, or you just want to watch shitty football. Wager on the SGP.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get some plus money additionally on the board on an anytime touchdown with Deonta Foreman at plus 115 at DraftKings. And this line has cascaded downward. If you follow my spreadsheet at Noisy Huevos on the X, I grabbed this yesterday and I got a plus 155 at DraftKings. All the other sportsbooks had this at least plus 130. And then the Herbert news broke late in the afternoon on Wednesday. So as a result, you saw that line come marching southward at plus 115. Really, this should be low minus money, in my opinion, because Carolina dead last in rush EPA defense. We have said this until we're blue in the face. You can take advantage of them in the trenches on the ground. They've allowed 14 combined touchdowns to opposing running backs, giving up 4.80 yards per carry and 120.0 rush yards per game. Now, Foreman has only scored one time in 5 contests this season, but in that one game against Las Vegas, uno, dos, tres, a 3-pack of touchdowns. Could be more of the same tonight without Herbert in the lineup. He's playing around 45.5% of the snaps. He's got 7 total red zone touches in those 5 games. I think he's going to get a ball in the belly. I think he is going to be a bloodhound. He's going to find the chalk. He's going to sniff it. He's going to catch a buzz. And the referee arms are going up because he's scoring 6. So Deonta Foreman, make me some fistfuls of cash. Anytime touchdown, plus 115 at DraftKings. Lundy, Vader, follow.
Yeah, people don't understand the spreadsheet thing, do they? They don't.
They don't
understand. They don't get it. Now, I will say this. Those of you that are listening or watching right now, you get it because you're in the circle. You're part of the Fade 5 family. But some of the other folks out there on social media don't. That's not what the odds are, Lundy. Yeah, they are. Like, you want me to screenshot it for you? Just because you were slow, it's not my fault. Anyway, I digress. Like this one for an anytime touchdown. But again, final score 9-8. So, you know, who the hell knows? I'm hoping that they're scoring. Like I said, I'm not going to be watching. You know, I'm going to be drinking a beer, watching hockey. But if you guys are going to watch, this is not a bad anytime touchdown prop to jump on. And it's still plus money. So take it while you can.
According to Nathaniel Lundy, the lone touchdown scored in the Thursday night matchup tonight, Deonta Foreman, get in the end zone.
Number 2.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's boot the ball and split the uprights a couple of times with Eddie Pinheiro. Give me the over on 1.5 field goals. And look at that plus money. I worked the shoulders because I got seduced by the juice as I was placing this. I had to pull off, get some gas on my way to Chicago, driving up from Central Illinois this morning. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a couple more props Thursday night match tonight. I'm like, I wonder what the kicker market is. And I pulled up my app and I'm like, holy dog balls, plus 140 for Pinheiro. Just put the uprights a couple of times at DraftKings. I'm in. Locked and load that sucker immediately. And here's the reason why. Pinheiro has done this in 5 of 8 games this season. He is 14 for 16 in field goal opportunities. That's 87.5%. So getting a B plus in that category, not too bad there. You look at the opposition, the Carolina Panthers. The team he actually kicks for, they do not score a whole lot of touchdowns. They're not exactly red zone efficient. So their TD only red zone percentage, one of the worst in the National Football League. The Bears have allowed 6 kickers to go over this number in 9 games. So Pinheiro, of course, who kicks for Carolina. Again, he's done this a handful of times this season. Again, he's hit 87.5% of his attempts. I think Bryce Young, even though he's had his struggles, will be able to move the chains enough times to get within striking distance, and that drive will stall. It will bog down. Pinheiro trots in from the sidelines and does this not once, but twice, and splits those uprights, and we score winner at plus 140, available at DraftKings. So, Lundy, fade or follow Eddie Pinheiro over 1.5 field goals for the Carolina Panthers at that plus money. What do you say?
I don't like it, but I like the plus money, so I'm sort of torn here between this one, in part because you talked about the in terms of Pinheiro and the times that he's done it this season, but he's only done it in 1 out of the 4 road games that Carolina's played. So he's done it just fine when he's at home. The problem is that he's not doing it when he's on the road. The only road game that he had a couple of field goals was on the road against the Seahawks. Other than that, he hasn't been hitting this when he hits the road. So the juice is enough to make me bet it. I don't know that I'm going to go full unit bet on it, but I do think, again, 9-8. So we're looking at probably some kicking opportunities here. So, yeah, let's take him on the plus odds, but I don't do it with a whole lot of confidence.
Yeah, full unit. Go for it on Eddie Pinheiro.
Number 1.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 Thursday Night Football edition of the podcast. Let's go with my sledgehammer special. And if you follow me on the X at Noisy Huevos, I got it out early because I was afraid the line was going to move. And I was right in that feeling and prognostication on Hayden Hurst. And I grabbed the over at 13.5, and that has jumped a yard at 15.5, and I would still play that over on the receiving yards at minus 114 juice, best odds and line in the business right now, available at FanDuel Sportsbook. And honestly, I'd probably play this up to like 17.5, 18.5. And some of the books have this right now at 17.5. Reason being is this. Hurst is averaging a robust 10.6 yards per catch. He's averaging 25.3 routes run per game. He has gone over this in 5 of 8 contests this season. He's coming off a season high 54 yards logged against the Indianapolis Colts in week 9. You look at the Bears, nearly the dregs of the keg at EPA pass defense, number 31 that category. They have also got up the 10th most tight end yards through the air this season. 10-plus size targets have achieved the over at 15.5 against those gummified Bears. So put all together, Hayden Hurst, my top play of Thursday Night Football on the over. 15.5 receiving yards, minus 114 at FanDuel. Are you going to be my honeybee here at Lundy? Fade. Or follow.
I'm not interested in being your honeybee, but I'll make this bet. take this while you can. Like Brad said, it's already moved. Not a big surprise that it moved. And it's popping at some of the books even higher. I think he can get to 20, don't you?
Just based I think so. Again, 19.5. I played up to that.
I think you can play it all the way to 20. I would agree with that. So jump on this, but again, do it because it's going to keep moving. So you might as well, if you can get yourself the cushion, do it. So do it now. If you're listening early, jump on this one, or maybe you jumped on it earlier this week when you saw it on the spreadsheet with Brad. But this is a solid one to be able to take advantage of. Get after it, folks.
Yeah, do it now. Get to the chopper. And we're going to do exactly that with some of our bonus time bets. We're moving. We're grooving. Hopefully going to make some money as well. And an additional legs of action, all kinds of sports to pick from here, Lundy. So what do you like on the board tonight, Thursday? Or maybe you're looking ahead to the weekend. What do you got?
Well, I already told you that I don't give a shit about this game tonight. So there's not a single, Thursday night bet, Thursday night football bet involved in my particular bonus.
Oh, you coward.
Brad, seriously, okay, what do we tell people on this podcast? Don't force it. Don't chase your losses. Don't do any of those things. Now, I sound like freaking Kurt Warner in that responsible gambling ad now. We tell you not to do it. Folks, this is a bad freaking game tonight, okay? So I'm not telling you not to throw some bets or to have some fun with the Fade 5, but don't overdo it, okay? This is a bad game. And it's a bad game. You probably don't have a lot of opportunities to be able to know what to expect out of two shitty teams. So I'm just saying, that's the reason why I'm not going crazy with all of this. It's just there's no reason to do it, okay? There's no reason to do it. Just relax. Damn it, Brad. You got to calm down. And I'm the one who's been drinking coffee all morning. All right. Let me get to some more action on the ice for you, since I told you that was what I was going to be focused on. Columbus is taking on Dallas. This is Brad's favorite. It's a Sogs. Spots on goal. Now, folks, remember the spot that I have seen these to be able to do same game parlays, the best opportunity that I've seen is on FanDuel. I wish the other books would wake up and do it, but FanDuel right now is the easiest place to go do it. So that's where I built this one. Columbus and Dallas in this particular setup. This is all Columbus guys, and I need each of these guys to get 2 shots on goal. Boone Jenner, Johnny Gaudreau, and Kirill Marchenko. If all 3 of those guys get at least 2 shots on goal, nice and simple. It is a plus 102. Now, if you want to take it a step further, and I do this sometimes with my shots, I do a nice baseline one, do a full unit bet on that. Then I add a couple more guys, raise that juice a little higher, then bring the bet down slightly. You can add in Jason Robertson of Dallas, and you can add in Zach Werenski of Columbus, each of those guys as well for 2 shots on goal. And you can take it from plus 102 up to plus 189. So I do like that one quite a bit. Let's go to the game that I will be at this evening over at Ball Arena, Seattle and Colorado. And again, I'm putting together a shots on goal. These are all abs guys, obviously. Mikko Rantanen for 3, Nathan MacKinnon for 3, Arturi Lehkonen for 2. If you put those together over at FanDuel, it is a plus 108. There are 3, count them, 3 road teams teams that I like this evening on the money line. So if you want to get yourself into some positive territory, you can do this one. Let's talk about Vancouver. I already brought them up earlier when we were talking about the gift. Give me Vancouver on the road against Ottawa. Give me Dallas on the road against Columbus that we were just talking about. And then give me Edmonton on the road against San Jose. Yes, I know the Sharks finally figured out how to win a flipping hockey game on Tuesday night, but they still suck, okay? There's a reason they started off the season the way that they did and gave up 10 goals in back-to-back games before they figured out how to finally win. I feel bad for Philadelphia because the Flyers were the ones to finally give them the dub. But Edmonton's going to turn around and beat them again. And Edmonton's a little shaky here to start off the year, but I think they do it. But if you take Vancouver, Dallas, and Edmonton, all three road teams, all three of them on the money line, that is a plus 229 for you. Going back to Nathan MacKinnon, over 4.5 shots on goal, which he's only done a couple of times this season, but the over on the 4.5 tonight against Seattle is at even money at DraftKings at plus 100. That is awfully tempting for me because, again, Seattle, this is the team that knocked the Avs out of the playoffs early last year when, for a lot of folks, they were the favorites to be able to go and defend the Stanley Cup. Seattle knocked them out early. This is a good Kraken team, but I think MacKinnon's going to be out on the ice with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And when you talk about five shots in the seven-game series in the playoffs last year against Seattle, Mac did that in five out of those seven games where he had at least five shots. So if you're going to give it to me at even money, I will take that one. Let's go to the hardwood real quick. Put this one together. Actually, while you were yammering on about something over at FanDuel, this is the Bucks and the Pacers for this evening. Give me Giannis and Dame to each have 20 or more points. Give me Tyrese Halliburton to have 15 or more points. Give me Halliburton to have two or more made threes. And then let's go back to the well. Give me one or more made three with Brooke Lopez. All five of those legs hit at FanDuel on this SGP. Giannis for 20, Lillard for 20, Halliburton for 15, Halliburton for two or more made threes, and Brooke Lopez for one or more made threes. Put that together at FanDuel just moments ago, plus 125. So that is a nice, tasty one for that one. I think Giannis is going to, his over under on points by itself, I think is 25.5. I think he's going to beat that, but I brought it all the way down to 20 or more. Is there anything else I want to torture you with? No, I don't think so. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
Oh, muchas gracias, mi amigo. Let's go with the team Huevos Parlay play on the Thursday Night Football. Leg numero uno, I say both Carolina and Chicago is not going to be 9-8. I think they both.
Yes, it is.
It could be 11-10. I don't care. They're going to reach double digits a piece, so 10 or more points. Leg numero dos, Adam Thielen, 60 or more yards. And leg numero tres, Cole Kmet for 30 or more yards. They put all those together, uno, dos, tres, plus 188 at BetMGM. A little bit of background here. Chicago has done this in all nine games, scoring at least 10 points. And Carolina has done it in all eight games they have played in defense. Very optional, as I've already laid out for both of these franchises. Meanwhile, if I think Adam Thielen is going to be dealing, he's going to go for 75 or more receiving yards. I think he's easily going to reach this alt line of 60 or more yards. He has done this in five consecutive games. And again, he is going to beast against Kyler Gordon, who's given up that 114.7 pass rate of his assignments out of the slot. And then Cole Kmet, 30 or more yards. He has really established a beautiful bromance with Tyson Bagent here the last couple of weeks. 18 targets, 16 catches for 134 yards combined in those two games. He's top 10 in yards per route run, and at least four plus-size targets have hit the over on 30 yards against the Panthers this season. So, Kmet is going to do it, though it's very much going to be revenge game for maybe Deonta Foreman and double revenge game for DJ Moore in this one against their former employer. So to recap on the team Huevos parlay play of the day, both Carolina, Chicago, 10 or more points, Adam Thielen, 60 or more yards, and Cole Kmet, 30 or more yards at cool, plus 188 at BetMGM. But wait! There's more parlay action. There's a couple of college football games. I am not going to give you a whole lot of detective work on this one. This is more of a gut feel for me. If you're looking for some action on the junior circuit, I'm going to take Virginia up to 24.5. They're going to Louisville. They're going to get their butts kicked. There's no doubt about it. But the back door always wide open. Especially against a team that likes to play fast and probably rest a lot of their starters late in the game. So plus 24.5 for the Cavs on the road against the Cards. And the UL Lafayette, the Raging Cajuns, I'm going to take down to -6. They're taking on Southern Miss. And in both those hit in the alt-line market on that two-legger, plus 133 at DraftKings. I do have a little bit of context. UL Lafayette taking on Southern Miss. Southern Miss is number 125 in college football in EPA per play defense. They don't stop anybody. And the Raging Cajuns, they move offensively. So I like that one quite a bit. Elsewhere in bonus time, let's go back to the college basketball gridiron. It's not gridiron, hardwood.
Gridiron?
It's going to feel like kind of a gridiron game because I think it's going to be a bit of a slog, lower scoring. But I believe the Gauchos, giddy up, are going to score the cover against Portland State. I grabbed it when the line opened at -6.5. It has jumped now to -8 at a couple of the books that I've seen, and I would play this up to like 9.5. I think they're going to win by 10 or more. UCSB, folks, has a legitimate NBA prospect in A.J. Mitchell, a guy who put his toe in the water, then pulled his name out of the NBA draft, returned to UCSB, and all the credit in the world to him, didn't go to like a Power 5 school. Went back to his roots. This is a team that was number 29 in EFG offense last season. And they also have Cole Anderson, who is back, who shot 40% from distance for the Gauchos. A lot of experience. And again, they can fill up the cup, though they got a questionable front court. And I don't think that's really going to come into play against Portland State. Some people may say, hey, Evans, don't sleep on Portland State. They just beat Air Force on the road 62-55, which they did. But in that game, they only scored 1.00 points per possession. They out-rebounded the Falcons, especially the offensive glass. They are picked to be a middling team in the Big Sky. They are a mismatch in a positive way for the Gauchos. So I think they're going to score that cover. And again, I played a -8, played up to -9.5 on UCSB. I'm trying to look at my cheat sheet here. Do I have anything else in the NFL? No. I don't. I think
I'll give you one. I'll give you one. I won't wimp out. You want me to give you one?
Yeah, give me one.
Here you go. This is all receptions, and it adds up to plus 100 at BetMGM. I was just looking for even money. This is all receptions. Ready? Go.
Yeah.
Adam Thielen for 5. Cole Kmet for 3. Jonathan Mingo for 2. Hayden Hurst for 1. Chuba Hubbard for 1. Real quick, in case you're on the audio side of this and you don't want to hit rewind. Thielen for 5. Kmet for 3. Mingo for 2. Hurst for 1. Hubbard for 1. Even money at BetMGM. There you go. You're bitching at me that I'm wimping out on the football game. There you go. Plus 100 at BetMGM. Go double up your money on that receptions prop.
Oh, yeah. Do one even better on this two-legger SGP. I forgot to mention Tyson Bajan. Give me the under on 21.5 rush yards. He's not going to run wild like he did against New Orleans, out against Carolina. It was a lot of the fewest quarterback rushing yards this season. And I'm going to take that with Darnell Mooney, 25 or more receiving yards. I believe he's done this in 4 straight games. This could be a single play payday, honestly. Nice little rhythm he's establishing with Bajan. So Mooney, 25 or more receiving yards. Bajan under 21.5 rush yards, plus 182 on that SGP at DraftKings. I'm out of breath. We are out of time here on the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly? And submit us a rating and a review at your convenience for this lovely program. And also, Fader, follow us on the X. We're always trying to give it to you. Follow Lundy and his free spreadsheet picks. At Nate Lundy, I do the same stinking thing at Noisy Huevos. For the incomparable Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow that. Is up to you. All the tequila for Bears and Panthers.